We now come to one of the highlights of today's program, and that will be a bayan and an address by one of the mihmani khususi of our jalsa, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Durat Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, Madallahu Fuyudahum, Watawwal Umrahum, Ma'as Salamati Wal Afiyah. As I mentioned yesterday, I won't like to praise Hazrat, it might make him feel uncomfortable. Just to mention a few points for those who maybe missed out. Hazrat Maulana is from our Kabirin and our seniors and elders who's got the tawajjuh and affection of many of our ulama and Kabirin. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Lujanwi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Maulana Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and different Kabirin have loved him and shown their special attention and tawajjuh to him. Secondly, Hazrat Maulana runs the Islamic Dawah Academy in Leicester, the UK. It's an academy where students come from different areas to study ilm and knowledge and tarbiyah, and thereafter they go in different parts of the country to make the khidmat of deen. Alhamdulillah, one of the very important activities of the academy is this, that annually they have a youth conference. And this youth conference, bismillah, with the permission of Allah, has become very successful, where youth from different parts of the country gather, and there is a program that's held for them where they are inspired, and the jazbah and the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is accelerated and increased within them. So these are the activities and many other works as well. In short, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Hazrat's coming to us. We are very, very appreciative to Hazrat for accepting our humble da'wat. And from his program schedule, we can see the short time that he's come with. And Allah Ta'ala fill it with barakah. Give us all tawfiq to benefit. We express our shukra to Hazrat and to all our ulama and seniors who are here to give us himmat afzai and increase our spirits and give us the himmat and courage. And in general, to all those who are seated here, Jazakumullah wa sallam jazah for your participation. With humble adab and respect, I call upon my most beloved Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim Sahib Damat Barakatuhum to please share with us some words of nasiha and advice.
Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. الله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna alladhina amanu. Indeed, those people who accept iman, wa amilu salihat, and thereafter they carry out good deeds, amali saliha, lahum jannat, for them are gardens of paradise, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, under which rivers will flow. Rivers of pure water, rivers of pure milk, rivers of pure wine, and rivers of pure honey. فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين وأنهار من عسل مصفى. So for those people who accept iman and carry out good deeds are gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow. ذلك الفوز الكبير, that is the big success. That is the big success. Being granted entry into Jannah and being saved from the fire of Jahannam. That is the big success. فَمَنْ زُغْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَمُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. The one who is saved from the fire of Jahannam and entered into Jannah, indeed he has become successful. From this verse we understand that in order to acquire this big success we need to do two things. Number one, iman. Number two, amal-e-saliha. Iman, in simple words, is to believe in everything that was conveyed to us by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam without a shadow of doubt. Number two, amal-e-saliha. Amal-e-saliha, good deeds in simple terms, to carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain do's which if neglected are detrimental, and certain do's which if neglected are not detrimental, but if carried out a person will acquire the highest degree of success. Faraid wajibat, faraid wajibat, these two are those do's which if neglected will become detrimental, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become unhappy. سنن مستحبات and نوافل. These are those dues which is neglected will not be detrimental, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not become unhappy. But if carried out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become extremely happy. وَمَا زَلَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. My servant, after carrying out the faraid and the wajibat, he continually acquires my nearness through the optional deeds, the sunan, the mustahabbat and the nawafil, hatta uhibbahu, until I make him my beloved. So in order to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one has to carry out the optional deeds, the voluntary deeds. And in order to save oneself from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one has to abstain from the compulsory dues, the faraid and the wajibat. Similarly, the don'ts fall into two categories also. There are those don'ts which if a person does not avoid, it will become detrimental. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become unhappy. Haram and makruhati tahrimiya. And there are those don'ts which if a person will not avoid, it will not be detrimental for him. But if he was to avoid it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become extra happy with him. Makruhati tanzihiya. So, amal salihah means to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. Carry out the compulsory do's, faraid and the wajibat. Abstain from the compulsory don'ts, haram and makruhat tahrimiya. Carry out the voluntary do's, sunan, mustahabbat and nawafil. Carry out the voluntary do's and abstain from the voluntary don'ts, makruhati tanzihiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the person who does these two things, only two things, iman and amal saliha. So the person who accepts iman, thereafter he is very very particular in regard to his faraid, his wajibat. And he also abstains from haram and makruhati tahrimiya. And he tries his utmost to carry out the sunan, the mustahabbat and the nawafil. And he also tries his utmost to abstain from makruhati tanzihiya. For him is Jannah, under which rivers will flow. And for him is the big success. My friends, it's a very very simple task. Iman and amal salihah. Very simple. Iman and amal salihah will bring the big success. Iman and amal salihah will save us from the fire of Jahannam. Iman and amal salihah will make us deserving of Jannah. Iman and amal salihah will make us deserving of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman and amal salihah will make us the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman and amal salihah will make us beloved to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innal ladhina amanu wa amilu salihat sayaj'alu lahumur rahmanu wudda. Iman and amal salihah will make us the rulers on this universe. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything depends on iman and amal saliha. Iman and amal saliha is a package which guarantees success in this world, success at the time of death, success in the grave, success on the day of Qiyamah, success on the Pul-Sirat, and the everlasting success of Jannah. Now we come to the final point. Iman and Amal Saliha are the keys to the ultimate success. But Iman and Amal Saliha are not possible without ilm. So Iman and Amal Saliha are the key to success. Iman and Amal Saliha are the key to Jannah. Iman and Amal Saliha are the key to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the key to Iman and Amal Saliha is ilm. Without ilm, a person cannot acquire Iman. A person cannot accept Iman. Someone who doesn't know what Iman is. What does Iman entail? What is Iman? What is belief? A person doesn't know. Without ilm, a person cannot intend to do anything. Iman is also amal. Iman is the amal of the heart first, and thereafter it is the amal of the tongue. A person first recognizes the truth. Recognizes the truth, understands the truth, and thereafter he wholeheartedly accepts the truth, and thereafter he proclaims the truth. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Without ilm, a person cannot accept Iman. If a person doesn't know what Islam is, if a person doesn't know what Iman is, how will he accept Iman? So Iman is also amal. Iman is also amal. Amal of the heart and thereafter the proclamation. Amal of the tongue. Amal of the heart is necessary in every condition. Amal of the tongue is not necessary in every condition. Iqrar bil lisan. To proclaim your Iman with the tongue is not necessary in every circumstance. But to believe wholeheartedly in everything that one is supposed to believe, it is compulsory in every condition, in every circumstance. So Iman is amal. And amal can never come into existence without ilm. From this we understand the importance of ilm. Ilm is the key to everything. Without ilm, a person cannot accept Iman. And without ilm, a person cannot follow Islam. Without ilm, a person cannot accept Iman. Without ilm, a person cannot follow Islam. Without ilm, you cannot perform Salat. Without ilm, you cannot give Zakat. Without ilm, you cannot fast in the month of Ramadan. Without ilm, you cannot perform Hajj. You cannot perform Umrah. Without ilm, you cannot be obedient to your parents. Without ilm, you can neither fulfill the rights of the Creator nor the creation. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala in Kitab al-Ilm says, Babun al-Ilm qabla al-Amal. There is a chapter in Bukhari Sharif. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala says, Babun al-Ilm qabla al-Amal. Ilm comes before Amal. Amal does not come before Ilm. Ilm comes before Amal. First Ilm and thereafter Amal. So amal depends on ilm. Jannah depends on iman and amal. Iman and amal depends on ilm. So ilm is the key. It is for this reason, my friends, ilm is very, very important. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned scores of ahadith. Scores of ahadith in which he mentions the virtues of ilm. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala initiates his Kitabul Ilm with this bab, Babun Fadlul Ilm. Babun Fadlul Ilm. Bab, the virtues of ilm. And under this bab, he mentions verses of the glorious Quran. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. But there is no hadith. So Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala desires to mention the virtues of ilm, Fadlul ilm, Bab Fadlul ilm. And he was the greatest muhaddis. Despite that, he does not quote a single hadith in regard to the virtues of ilm. Babul Fadlul ilm, he quotes only two verses from the glorious Quran. Yarfa'illahu alladhina amanu minkum walladhina utul ilma darajat. Those people who accept iman, they accept iman, but they are not the people of ilm. Their virtue is lower than the virtue of those people who accept iman and are also people of ilm. Virtue number one. Virtue number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقُلْ O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, supplicate, رَبِّ زِدْنِ عِلْمًا O my Rabb, increase my ilm. Despite Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being granted ilmul awwalina wal akhirin, he is instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, Oh Allah, grant me ilm, more ilm, more ilm, more ilm. Now this is a book of hadith, not a book of tafsir. The commentators of Bukhari Sharif have posed a question as to why Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala has not mentioned a single hadith on the virtues of ilm under this bab Fadlul ilm. Why? Why did Imam Bukhari rahimahullah do this? Because we find a hadith pertaining to virtues of ilm in other parts of Bukhari. There are so many hadiths pertaining to virtues in Bukhari. But Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala does not bring a single hadith under this bab. Muhaddisin have given different answers to this doubt, to this question. One answer that Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya rahimahullah ta'ala has given is that the virtues of ilm are so many that it was difficult for Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala to encompass all the virtues under this bab. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala had only two choices. One choice was to quote all the ahadith. If he had quoted all the ahadith, then Bukhari Sharif would not have remained in two volumes. It would have become three volumes. So many ahadith on virtues of ilm. And it was not possible for Imam Bukhari rahmatullah to quote all the hadiths because the book would have become voluminous. The second choice Imam Bukhari rahmatullah had was to quote one hadith or two hadiths. Choose one, two, three, maybe four, maybe five maximum. But if Imam Bukhari rahmatullah chose only a few hadiths, then the reader would have assumed that these are the only virtues of ilm. So Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala left this bab blank. There is no hadith. So the student himself will feel inquisitive that Imam Bukhari rahimahullah says babul fadlul ilm and he does not quote a single hadith. Let me look at the treasure of hadith. And as a result, he will be able to appreciate the virtues of ilm. So many virtues of ilm. Man kharaja fi talabi al-ilm fa huwa fi sabilillah hatta yarji'a. One who leaves his home in search for ilm, he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he returns. Man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman sahala Allah lahu tariqan ila al-jannah. One who treads the path towards acquiring ilm, as a result of treading this path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the path to Jannah easy for you. Innal ulama'a warasatul anbiya. Ulama, the people of ilm, are the warasatul anbiya. They are the warasatul anbiya. They are the inheritors of the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Quran is the fountain of ilm. Quran is the fountain of ilm. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Quran ahabbu ila Allah min as-samawati wal-ard. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, inna likulli shay'in sharafan yatabahawna bihi. For everything, for every community, for every people, there is an item of pride. Wa inna baha ummati wa sharafaha al-Qur'an. The item of pride for my ummah is al-Qur'an. Man qara harfan min kitabillahi falahu bihi hasana. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when who reads a letter from the Qur'an, for him is hasana. وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِيَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. And every hasana is automatically multiplied by 10. لَا أَقُولُ أَلِفْ لَامْ مِمْ حَرْفٌ. I am not saying أَلِفْ لَامْ مِمْ is one letter. وَلَكِنْ أَلِفٌ حَرْفٌ وَلَامٌ حَرْفٌ وَمِمٌ حَرْفٌ. أَلِفْ is a separate letter. لَامْ is a separate letter. مِمْ is a separate letter. So when one reads أَلِفْ لَامْ مِمْ, Allah will grant him 30 euros. And Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Nawwarallahu barakatahu, who was a very great muhaddith, he says that some muhaddithin are of the opinion that the alif lam mim under discussion is not the alif lam mim of Surah Baqarah. It is the alif lam mim of Surah Al-Fil. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is implying that if a person says alam tara, when he says alam, alif is separate letter, lam is separate letter, mim is separate letter, Allah will grant you 30 rewards. But as far as the alif lam mim of Surah Al-Baqarah is concerned, alif consists of three letters. Alif, lam and fa. Alif. Lam consists of three letters. Lam, alif and mim. And mim consists of three letters. Mim, ya and mim. So if a person was to say alif lam mim, Allah will grant him 90 rewards. All these virtues to encourage us to acquire ilm, to read the Quran, to read the ahadith, to understand the Quran, to understand the ahadith, and thereafter to practice the Quran, practice the ahadith. This is a resolution we need to make today here, my friends. That inshallah we will attach ourselves to ilm. We will attach ourselves to ilm. We will acquire ilm through authentic reliable sources under the guidance of authentic reliable ulama, authentic reliable institutes, authentic reliable muftis. Google, social media, internet is not an authentic reliable source. Authentic reliable sources are the madaris. Authentic reliable sources are the ulama, ulama-i haq. Authentic reliable sources are the muftiyan-e kiram. We will acquire ilm, we will increase our ilm. What nobody tends to happen is that the day we leave the makatib at the age of 13, at the age of 14, at the age of 15, that is the last day of talabul ilm. For the masses, that is the last day of talabul ilm. The only thing we do is, those of us who do, is sit in the lectures of the ulama and listen to the lectures. And majority of us in this day and age look for attractive speakers. Speakers who make us enjoy. If we enjoy the speaker, alhamdulillah. Attractive speaker, crowd pullers, even in jalsas, even in conferences, we look for speakers who will pull the crowd. We don't look for speakers who are Ahlullah, who will be able to pull our hearts. Pulling the crowd is not the big thing. Pulling the hearts is the big thing, affecting the heart. The people of the past used to look for people of ilm who were from the Ahlullah. Pious people. So after we leave Maktab, the only thing we do is listen to the bayans. And we do not listen to the bayans with the intention of acquiring ilm. Because if we did, we would have a notebook in our hands and a pen in our hands. So we sit in the bayan, we enjoy the bayan, we leave the bayan, and we leave everything that we were said. No, my friends, we need to acquire ilm. We need to remain a talibul ilm until we breathe our last.
Talabul ilm is not only for ulama. These ulama who have graduated from this madrasa yesterday, or who will be graduating today, and all the other ulama who have graduated, after graduating they continue looking at the tafsir of the Quran, commentaries of ahadith, fiqh books. They continue increasing their ilm until they breathe the last. But as far as the masses are concerned, they leave talabul ilm altogether when they leave the maktab. This is a culture which we as ummah need to change. After leaving maktab also, we need to continue acquiring ilm under the supervision of our teachers, under the supervision of our a'imma, under the supervision of the ulama we are inclined to, under the supervision of our mashayikh. We need to continually read books. We need to sit in the durus of the ulama, durus of the Quran, durus of ahadith. We need to inaugurate durus of the Quran, durus of the ahadith in every masjid. And we need to sit and take part and sit with notebooks, with pen, and take notes. Where we do not understand, we need to refer to the ulama and ask them questions. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will become talibul ilm. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala, Amirul Mu'minin fil hadith of his time, Allahu Akbar, what a great personality. Somebody said to him that you are continually in search of knowledge, you have become such a great imam. Despite that you are continually in search of knowledge, for how long will you continue to search for knowledge? He said, ilal mamat, until I die. Until I die, I will remain in search for knowledge. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, the great muhaddis, the great faqih, his son says that somebody said to my father that, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, you are Imam al-Muslimin. You are not an ordinary alim. You are Imam al-Muslimin. All the fuqaha look up to you. If they have any questions, they look up to you. Despite that, we see you with papers, notebooks, exercise books, ink pot and pen, going from one place to another place. Sometimes we see you sitting in the company of this alim and that alim, and you are learning from them and you are writing notes now. Ilamata, for how long? So he picked up his ink pot and he said, Ma'al-mihbarati ilal-makbarati. With this ink pot, I will go to the grave. This was the zeal of the great imams. And people like me who are ignorant, who don't have knowledge, who don't have ilm, we become independent of our ulama. My friends, remember, we will never be able to progress as far as deen is concerned without sitting in the company of authentic, reliable ulama and increasing our ilm. Yesterday also I mentioned, if ilm is incomplete, amal will be incomplete. And if amal is incomplete, then success will be incomplete. If ilm is not authentic, then amal will not be authentic. And if amal is not authentic, then success will not be acquired. So let us make a firm resolution. I am concluding now. Let us make a firm resolution that number one, we will acquire ilm. We will acquire it under the supervision of reliable, authentic ulama. We will read books under their guidance, authored by reliable, authentic ulama. We will acquire ilm, we will understand ilm, and we will practice what we understand and what we have acquired. Quran is the founder of ilm. How much did the pious predecessors recite the Quran? How much Quran do you recite? How much Quran do I recite? Look at their zeal. Urwa ibn Zubair rahimahullah ta'ala, he would daily recite 7.5 juz in tahajjud salat. Urwa ibn Zubair, he would daily recite 7.5 juz in tahajjud salat. And in order to appreciate the message of the Quran, throughout the day he would study the tafsir of the 7.5 juz. Daily, this was his habit. Except for a few days when he was ill, daily 7.5 juz. who's in tahajjud salat, and during the day he would study the tafsir of the Quran, so he is able to appreciate the message of the Quran whilst reading in tahajjud. We perform short surahs. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. It is very unfortunate that even the people of ilm, even the talaba, whose Arabic language is very, very fresh, whose understanding of the Quran is very, very fresh, even they do not pay attention to what they are reciting. We have been reciting Surah Al-Fatiha since we were children. But even the people of ilm, when they stand in Salat, they are reciting Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen without appreciating the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Dehlavi Rahimahullah Ta'ala was a great saint in the Indian subcontinent. He was in Pakistan. He would say that to recite the Quran with tadabbur, to recite the Quran whilst understanding the Quran. And this is a great favor bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the people of ilm. They are able to understand the Quran. To recite the Quran with tadabbur. Hazrat says, Quran Majeed ko tadabbur ke saath padhna asbab-e-mahabbat-e-ilahiyya mein se hai. The person who recites the Quran with tadabbur, with understanding the message, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him his love. He will feel the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entering his heart. So Urwa ibn Zubair rahimahullah ta'ala, the likes of Sayyid ibn Jubair rahimahullah ta'ala, Tamim Dari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they would recite the whole Quran daily in tahajjud. And with tadabbur, a student of Ahmad ibn Abi al-Hawari, rahimahullah ta'ala says that one day I left the masjid after Isha Salat and I was passing by the house of my teacher Ahmad ibn Abi al-Hawari rahimahullah ta'ala and I heard him reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and he was reciting Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. But I noticed that he was repeating this verse again and again. Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. 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 He says that I understood that my teacher has already started performing the tahajjud salat. The student is leaving the masjid after performing Isha Salat and the teacher has left the masjid, he has reached home, he has performed his 2 rakat sunnah and he has already begun performing Salat al-Tahajjud. And whilst performing Salat al-Tahajjud, he appreciated this one verse only, then he continually repeated, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. This student says, I went home, I went to sleep. I woke up early, I performed wuzu, and I started going to the masjid to perform my tahajjud. So he said, when I started going to the masjid, and when I passed by the house of my ustad, he was still reciting Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. He was still in his first rakat. Imagine, my friends, for a moment, what treasures must be hidden in this one verse, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. Otherwise, a person would become bored. Let us attach ourselves to the Quran to the extent that we enjoy our Quran. Huh? Those of us who do not recite the Quran daily are very, very, very unfortunate. And those of us who do recite, for example, 1 juz, 2 juz, 3 juz, the quality is not there, it's only the quantity. Tick box. Tick box, I want to complete one juz. And we have become so negligent that when we are performing Salat, look to your right, look to your left in the masjid, you will find so many Muslims who do not even recite the Quran whilst performing Salat. Their lips don't move. They are reciting the Quran in their minds only, like we read a newspaper. That is not qiraat. Your salat is invalid. Qiraat is fard. And qiraat is not what you assume to be qiraat. Qiraat has been stipulated by Sharia. Your lips has to move, your tongue has to move. So this is the first resolution. We want to associate ourselves to the ilm, to the Quran, to the ahadith, to the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In order to do that, we need to attach ourselves to the ulama, to the madaris, the people of ilm. And we want to learn ilm. Quran is the fountain. Our pious predecessors would recite the Quran frequently. The other thing they would do is to try and understand the message. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, what does he say? رُبَّمَا تَعْلَاتُ عَلَى الْآيَةِ الْوَاحِدَةِ مِئَةَ تَفْسِيرَةٍ. There came a time upon me when I was unable to satisfy myself in regard to a particular verse from the Quran in order to understand and satisfy myself that yes, I have truly understood the message of the Quran. I have studied 100 tafsirs. 100 tafsirs. Imam Mujahid rahimahullah ta'ala, great mufassir and student of Ibn Abbas raziyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was student of other sahaba also, and he studied not only tafsir, so many other ulum also. Only the tafsir of the Quran and only from one teacher, Ibn Abbas raziyallahu ta'ala anhu. How many times did he study the whole Quran? In the company of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma only, he studied the tafsir of the whole Quran 30 times. 30 times. This was the zeal. This was the zeal of our pious predecessors, my friend. And thirdly, we need to implement this ilm. We need to bring this ilm into our lives. If we bring ilm into our lives, the ilm will be safeguarded. Imam Baqi rahimahullah ta'ala says, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَنْ تَحْفَدَ الْحَدِيثِ فَعْمَلْ بِهِ. If it is your desire that you want to safeguard or memorize a hadith, you want to put the hadith to your memory, then practice upon it. Because practice will keep it in your mind. And Ibrahim ibn Ismail rahimahullah ta'ala says, كُنَّا نَسْتَعِينُ عَلَىٰ حِفْظِ الْحَدِيثِ بِالْعَمَلِ. If we wanted to memorize a hadith, we would bring it into our lives. So as a result of practice, a person will be able to safeguard ilm, and as a result of practice, a person's ilm will increase. So let us make a firm resolution that we will attach ourselves to ilm, Quran, hadith, the ulum derived from Quran and hadith under the supervision of ulama. We will acquire ilm as much as possible. Thereafter, we will practice ilm as much as possible. Acquire ilm and practice. Acquire ilm and practice. Acquire ilm and practice. Acquire ilm and practice. Al-ilmu bila amal kashajari bila samar. Ilm without amal is like a tree without fruit. So ilm and amal. I will narrate one incident and then finish my talk in regard to amal. Amal. How particular our pious predecessors were. Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala ordered his khadim or khadima to prepare wudu, prepare water for wudu. So she brought some water for wudu, and the utensil was made of clay, and the utensil slipped, it broke, and the water splashed on the clothes of Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala, and his clothes became dirty. So anger was visible on the face of Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala. In those days, khadims and khadimas, slaves, servants, how much connection they had with the Quran, that in this situation, in order to calm my master, which ayah I need to recite, they knew. So she or he immediately said, my master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, U'iddat lil muttaqin. Jannah is prepared for those people who are the people of taqwa. And who are the people of taqwa? Alladhina yunfiquna fi sarra'i wa dharra. Those who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in good circumstances, in dire circumstances. And Allah says the second quality is walqadimina al-ghayz. Those who swallow their anger. So Jannah is prepared for the people of taqwa, and people of taqwa are those people who swallow their anger. Now, if a person is angry, if I was to become angry and if my student was to recite this verse in front of me, I would not be able to control my anger will increase. You are making a mistake and reciting Quran in front of me. Now, as soon as the verse of the Quran was recited, wal qadimin al ghayz, what did Imam Zain al Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala qadam to ghayzi? I have swallowed my anger. So the khadim or khadima said, Allah further says, wal afina anil nas. You have swallowed your anger, but if you are still unhappy with me, if you don't forgive me, then what is the point? Wal afina anil nas. That another quality of the muttaqin is that they forgive people. So he said, Afawtu anik. I have forgiven you. So the khadim or the khadima said, Allah further says, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah loves those people who do good. Allah loves those people who do good. Good, anything good. So he or she was hinting that free me, because freeing me is good as well. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah loves those people who do good. So what did he say? He said, Anta hurrun liwajhillah. I have freed you for the pleasure of Allah. Let us go from here with this firm resolution, my friends, that inshallah from today we will increase our knowledge. Now we will become talibul ilm. Each person will become talibul ilm. The talaba in Jamia Madiniya, the talaba in Jamia Madiniya have slots every day. They start 8 o'clock in the morning probably and finish 4 o'clock in the evening. Daily. Fine, we are busy. We are shop owners. We are workers. We are doctors. Whatever we are, then let us become talibul ilm and fix a slot once a week, 1 hour per week. If we are very, very busy, then a slot once per month, once a month. But let us acquire ilm. Let us practice that ilm. And if you practice that ilm, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusra will come. And part of practicing is to propagate also, pass it on to others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمہ ہو کر وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمہ ہو کر Who is a Muslim? True Muslim is he who learns, who practices and propagates. So the صحابہ اکرام رضوان اللہ تعالیٰ علی مجمعین were honored by everyone because they learned, they practiced and they propagated. And we have forsaken the Quran. We neither learn, neither practice, nor pass on. So we have become disgraced. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمہ ہو کر ہم خار ہوئے تاریخ قرآن ہو کر. میں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی grant immense barakah in this madrasa Jamia Madaniya. میں اللہ grant immense barakah in the khulus, in the ulum of the asatidah of this madrasa. میں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی grant immense barakah in the ulum and khulus of the teachers. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and all of you, all who have participated in this gathering, all who are assisting this madrasa, any other good cause in any way, immense barakah in ilm, in amal, in ruhaniyat, in khair, barakah in this world and the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.